With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate failed again on Tuesday to pass a bill to reopen the government.
Here are the indisputable facts of this shutdown. Republicans want to pay the troops, and we have shown that with our actions and our votes now 9 times. And the Democrats want to use them as hostages to extort $1.5 trillion in new, unserious partisan spending that we just won't go along with.
But House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries won't back down from his party's demand for more than $1 trillion in new spending, much of it to provide health care for illegal immigrants.
It's time to prevent tens of millions of Americans from experiencing dramatically increased health care premiums. It's time to make sure that every single American can afford to go see a doctor when they need one.
The next Senate vote on the government shutdown is set for today after the latest effort yesterday came up with less than the 60 vote needed to advance the bill to reopen the government. Israeli forensics experts say one of the bodies handed over by Hamas as part of the ceasefire deal is in fact not that of one of the hostages held in Gaza.
The military now says the fourth body handed over to Israel by Hamas does not match any of the hostages. Meanwhile, relatives of some of the newly released Israeli hostages have been describing their joy of being reunited with their loved ones after 2 years of captivity in Gaza. Speaking at the Sheba Medical Center in Tel Aviv, where the freed hostages are receiving medical treatment, Liran Berman expresses his relief.
For 738 days, our lives were trapped between hope and fear. Yesterday, that chapter ended. Seeing Gali and Ziv again, holding them after so long, was like feeling the world start to move again.
I'm Charles Ledesma.
And this is SRN News. Feminists are losing ground in the United Kingdom.
A transgender activist group is claiming responsibility for vandalizing a convention center where feminists were holding a conference this past weekend. Bash Back is angry that many British feminists oppose transgenderism, and the activists promise the attack will not be the last one. Event organizers say, quote, "It is shocking that a conference for women to discuss domestic abuse and sexual violence has been met with smashed windows, graffiti, and intimidation." Michael Harrington reporting.
October is Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and President Trump has released a statement. The president's proclamation says that, quote, "Every child is created in the holy image and likeness of God with inherent dignity and worth. We celebrate the extraordinary individuals living with Down syndrome who bring joy, wonder, and meaning to the world." Down syndrome can be identified by prenatal testing, and abortion advocates encourage ending those lives. This is SRN News. The government shutdown is creating some turbulence for the nation's already overtaxed aviation system.
An air traffic control tower near Los Angeles closed for 6 hours less than a week into the shutdown because of a controller shortage. Since October 1st, the FAA has reported staffing issues in cities including Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and Houston. Flight delays have spread to airports in Nashville, Denver, Newark, and beyond. Experts say cracks quickly emerged because the system was already stressed by chronic staffing shortages and aging equipment. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Madagascar's president has been toppled in a military coup. The incoming government says armed forces will now be in charge of the Indian Ocean island for between 18 months and 2 years before any new elections are allowed to be held. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.